Happy game day! You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a wild card playoff game day for your Houston Texans, as they'll be in Pittsburgh, Acrisure Stadium, facing off against the number four Pittsburgh Steelers with an opportunity to maybe see, we now know, the New England Patriots. In the divisional round.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today, gentlemen? I see you guys in some fantastic Swarm City hoodies.
Swarm City.
We ready to swarm, man. I don't know about you.
Do I need to get on the trend and also?
I took my shirt off that I had today. This showed up. Take your shirt off.
Okay, out of context. That's kind
my
of
my shirt
insane.
Off. My shirt off. My shirt off.
Where are we at, ladies and gentlemen?
Let's on peer a pressure.
Take the shirt off and all the girls start screaming.
What kind of hoodie are you wearing there, Figgy?
I'm wearing a Swarm City.
Ask
hoodie.
Me.
What kind of hoodie you wearing?
I'm wearing a Swarm City. Showed up at the studio today.
Lopez, are you ready to swarm?
I am ready to swarm.
Reggie, are you ready to swarm?
I'm wearing a blue hoodie.
He ain't ready to swarm.
There's one for you right there.
He ain't trying to swarm, all right, man.
I want you to strip and put that on.
Okay. We have started the show in one of the weirdest ways possible, but obviously this is a day to be weird. It's a wild card playoff game day for your Houston Texans, because at 7:15, they will kick off against the Pittsburgh Steelers with the opportunity to exercise some demons. One, two, get their first victory in these particular circumstances, having to go on the road in the playoffs. First time starting or getting into the playoffs without winning their division. There's a lot of firsts possible in this game. So how are you feeling? What's happening with you?
Man, what's the vibe?
Hey,
it's not just me, right? I mean, we always get pumped up and excited for playoff football in this city. Does it feel even ramped up a little more?
I think so.
Because you're the last game?
I think so. Because usually you get a little hype on that Friday.
Right.
And for some reason, I thought it was just me. I ain't say nothing, but I'm like, man, I'm not really – hyped about this game
right now.
Yeah, it hit me yesterday.
It hit me yesterday too.
Yesterday after the Patriots won, I'm like, all right, it's our time now.
Yeah, mine was actually earlier during the day. It's like, you know, the Texans and us as fans, you're sitting back, you know the plan, you know the layout, and you're the only game in town. Hell, we're watching ESPN right now, live from Shorty's Bar in Pittsburgh. And you know, there's some Texans fans.
Why aren't we live from Shorty's Bar?
Why aren't we live from Shorty's Bar in Pittsburgh?
Hey, you got to ask Parker that question.
But it just feels ramped up even more. And you know when it really hit me? When we saw that you can not only exercise demons, you mentioned it today, and I don't care what anybody says, it's actually gaining more traction. The whole Mike Renfro, Pastorini, Bump Phillips, Pittsburgh thing, different time. Different team. Different organization, all that stuff. But it's you're fooling yourself if you don't think it's part of it. You're fooling yourself. And not only that, now we know New England. You can exercise some demons today. You can exercise some demons next Sunday, we presume. Well, it is going to be next
It will
Sunday.
Be Sunday. It's either 3:30 or 7.
It better be Sunday. They better not play no Saturday game.
It will be.
Ask the Niners about that.
They've already set the schedule, okay, so we know it would be on
and
Sunday.
And then if Buffalo wins – and goes on, you can exercise some Bills demons as well. Steelers, Patriots, and Bills are potentially on the table.
Yeah, you are crafting, or a path has been crafted and laid before you where you could possibly exercise the demons of Houston football past.
Yes.
Exercise the demons of Houston Texans playoff football past with the Patriots. Mm-hmm, and then go in there and take down what has been a team that you've handled up very well, but what is looked at as the best quarterback, at least on the AFC side, in this tournament right now, and get yourself to the playoffs. But it all starts the Super Bowl rather. But it all starts here with this game today. And actually, you started talking about some of the effects that we've seen from the Wild Card Weekend. Let's look at the Wild Card Weekend a little bit, and what can it tell us about this game or just the Texans just generally in the playoffs here, John Lopez?
Every game had something in common. I'm watching it, and of course, the craziest one doesn't even directly affect the Texans just yet. And that's Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, with the
Bears getting
the full Jordan pass. He does the old Jordan move and creates.
Looks like the jump man and everything.
Yeah, jump man is what I meant to say. And makes that fourth down conversion. But let's look at what's happening in this postseason so far.
Let's do it. Did you have fun watching them, first and foremost?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It felt like...
hey, that game we was talking about that was going to be a dud, that was probably one of the better games.
Shout out to Bryce Young out here making that fifth-year option.
I wasn't familiar with your game.
That's right.
He was having a good time. And they showed up pretty well against the Rams. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Rams were able to get it done, but it felt like David Hellman covers the, or you know, mm-hmm. talks about the NFL for the Athletic Football Show. Mm-hmm. He called it. It felt like you had a pitcher who had like a perfect game into the eighth, and then the last game was just him, yeah. him giving it up with Patriots Chargers. Of course, it had interest to us, but I think it was the only game of the wild card weekend to this point that did not have a lead change in the final 3 minutes of the game.
But it had a quarterback making a spectacular play when he needed it most, and that would be Matthew Stafford.
No, not that game. I'm talking about like the last game.
The Patriots. The last one for
yeah.
sure.
Patriots. And that was the yeah. only game that didn't yeah. have a lead change in the final 3 minutes.
Gotcha.
That's the type of excitement we had, and I hope that stops. I hope that the Patriots yeah. stopped the excitement, because we don't really need an exciting game in yeah. this one for the Texans.
But we noticed, I noticed something, and I'm sure you did as well. You know, you had a really, really wild, tough, incredible comeback by the Bears. Caleb Williams made an incredible play to turn that game.
Yes.
Then you go to the Bills game, the Bills and Jaguars. Josh Allen just pile-driving fools 10 yards.
Didn't know you could do that. Didn't know you could make the tush push into an explosive, or a quarterback sneak into yes. explosive, but apparently you can.
Yes.
Was that Osiris Torrance that basically took Josh Allen, one of the biggest, baddest yeah. Quarterbacks we have, and put him in a baby Bjorn and just carried him to the yes. to the doorstep of the end zone?
Yes. And then Brock Purdy, just humiliating the Eagles with big plays.
I feel like the Eagles humiliated themselves to some degree.
I should have saw that coming, to be honest, yes. because I think we were talking about the games, and I think we all might have said Philly
yeah.
was going to take this game. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't know, man. It's kind of a mess over there in Philly.
It's getting messier.
Yeah.
And even, you mentioned the last game, Drake May with some incredibly timely runs on third and fourth down.
And that'd be, like, mm-hmm. My eyes opened wide yes. as it felt very, very inevitable as you watched that game, that the Patriots would be the next stop for yeah. for whoever wins this game. And I was like, ooh, okay.
And their defense.
That woke up times yeah. of early portions of this season
yeah.
against this Texas defense, where I was like, ooh, but that's not for them to consider at this moment just yet. But
right,
you're making the point of these quarterbacks having fantastic play.
The common denominator is your quarterback in cutting time, in the biggest moments, has to make a play. Has to make a play that is either off script or becomes something that you didn't expect. In the most timely way. You can talk about great defenses and low scoring games. You can talk about back and forth fourth quarter lead changes and all that. But ultimately, your quarterback, if your team is going to win, your quarterback has to make an otherworldly type play. Hello, C.J. Stroud.
Mm.
I mean, that's what it is. C.J. Stroud, Aaron Rodgers, you know, one of these two guys, I don't know how it's going to play out. I think it's going to be a very low scoring game. Obviously, because of the defenses. I think it's going to be really, really hard hitting. There's going to be a lot of run attempts that both teams are going to try to establish the run. There's going to be a lot of safe, pass plays and all that. But Reggie, Figgy, the quarterback that makes the play, we have example after example after example. Your quarterback has to make a play.
And you know what's beautiful about that is it is not just a flat depiction of a quarterback making plays. It's not just the quarterback having to go Super Saiyan, but you need those moments
mm-hmm.
because you can, a number of these games, you could point to the other ways in which these teams have gotten it done. Hell, the Jags losing that game,
mm-hmm.
You could point to turnovers that were created there. You could point to the same in other of these games. You could point to defenses showing up, but you need to at least have a catalyzing moment from your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I believe in CJ to be capable of doing that in this game. Also because one of the things that's interesting is the Steelers like running cover three
yeah.
a good amount. This offense has been able to do some things when they find some cover three defenses played against them.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you can keep CJ upright and keep that pocket, protected pretty well, he's done a pretty good job of attacking cover three. Now, second half of the season, they've added in more cover two with Jalen Ramsey, at safety. And that's where it gets a little dicey at times, the production for this offense versus cover two. But depending on how that flows, I believe in CJ's capability of making that throw. It's going to need to be in the right moment, right? And I think that that's, in some ways, in a weird way, something that they've been training him for all season, right? It has been play within your means and make the plays when they appear to you. And you've seen that happen from time to time. Hell, you could go as recently as the Chargers game where early on the plays are presented to you. Can you hit those? And then boom, boom, you're up 14-0, right?
Right.
I think CJ has been pretty good at being opportunistic in that way. And so I think it's encouraging. It does not need to be CJ putting the team on his back to carry him. It's just make those plays when they're there. And at least on the wild card, kind of recipe that has been built this weekend, I think he's more than capable of stepping up to the challenge.
Everything you said is 100% true. Cover 3, cover 2, cover 0, hell, cover 9.
How would cover 9 work?
I don't know. My point is, no matter what you're looking at,
yeah,
and no matter, opportunistic, which everything you said is 100% right. All I'm saying is there's going to be a moment that where either Aaron Rodgers or CJ Stroud has to make a play that we just went through them, from Caleb Williams to Brock Purdy. And some of it falls on Nick Caley now. That touchdown that Purdy threw to McCaffrey, never run that play before all year long. Never. The tendency was to go inside. Tendency was to go inside or up or back or whatever. They changed it up. So it's like at some point, basically, your guy's got to be your guy. Your guy has got to be your guy. There's going to be great plays on defense. There's going to be some good runs, some run stuffing. Doesn't matter. We're going to be watching this game waiting for that one moment, and it's going to be either Aaron Rodgers or CJ Stroud, and CJ Stroud has to be the guy.
What's your confidence in that, especially not just in the individual, but in the comparison? Because I know for you, mm-hmm. I've been sitting here talking to you all week long, all of last week, and one of the things that has been evident, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, you have a healthy respect for one Aaron Rodgers over there on that side, particularly as it pertains to making a play in that moment. Mm-hmm. What's your confidence level when it comes down to who makes the bigger or most important play quarterback-wise in this game?
I know both of them can do it. We've seen – that's the thing. It's not like C.J. Stroud. Like, it's like, oh, my goodness, I got to learn how to be off script and make a precise throw and make a big – no, he's done it. He hadn't done it as much as Aaron Rodgers. You're right. I have a very high respect for what Aaron Rodgers can do with his arm. But I think C.J. Stroud can be that guy. And I think the fact that Nico Collins, there's an opportunity there where if it is – hey, we're down by 3 points or we're tied or whatever. I think he has that confidence in himself and in Nico Collins to throw it. I absolutely believe that C.J. Stroud can do it. And here's the other part of it. C.J. Stroud is very, very cognizant of his legacy. It means a lot to him. He's been watching these games. He saw Caleb Williams, drafted behind him. He saw, he saw Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. He's seen these guys, Drake May, drafted behind him, all of a sudden elevate their stature, And I think C.J. Stroud is a confident guy. He's got it in him. He's done it before. I think there's a lot of pressure, but the kind of pressure that he embraces to take those risks and make those plays.
I'm actually going to disagree with you in this. Not that he's not a proud guy. He's not a guy that has belief in himself. But one, you could also even just argue his belief, his faith, implores him to have a certain level of humility and brokenness or what have you. But I also think the way that this team seems to handle their just general outlook, which honestly, I don't think you can divorce from the faith that permeates through all these things with a number of people stepping up to the microphone and first and foremost thanking their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so on and so forth. But it very much feels like the imperative imploration, if I can even coin a word, I don't know if that's correct. It has been like, don't worry about outside noise. Don't worry about what other people say. Don't worry about comparisons. Don't compare yourself to the Joneses. What we do works. Stick to the script. It's one of the things that you've actually been harping on all season long, the notion of C.J. Stroud buying in. And I think buy-in represents do what you're supposed to do. Your moments will come to make your impacts on these games. Mm-hmm. Be ready for them. And so I actually think that hopefully he will not let any level of thoughts of look at all these other dudes and what they're doing impact the way that he plays. I think he's beholden to those dudes that are beside him, the dudes that he has worked with since, the summer to get this team ready. And he'll come out and just make the plays for his brothers in that moment.
I think he has bought in. We've talked about it. I think he's going to fit within the scheme and the game plan. But don't be fooled for a second. C.J. Stroud knows that he's going to have to do something out of the ordinary, extraordinary, in order to, in those moments, if it comes down to that, in order to carry this team. And he's done it. He's done it this year. You know, we talk about the big, who was the game when he did that third and third, 27 to Nico, and all of a sudden made the, he knew in that moment, he said it. He said it afterwards. So, yes, buying in. Yes, you know, within the confines of the system. But also, yes, all right, it's time. You know, it's time. I got to take a little bit of a chance here.
Very, very excited for this from the 832. Can we go on a shotgun a lot more? That way CJ Stroud has more time in the pocket. I'm not sure if I would want – well, I mean, they're going to use some shotgun. They do that. I don't know that I want them to switch this up too much. Plus, I kind of like the way that they've operated out of play action. It feels like that has definitely gotten more solid as we go along. And, I mean, they've been a top half of the league performer, at least per DVOA, when they utilize play action. So this is where it's going to be important. As you mentioned, Nick Haley will also need to, you know, with this partnership with C.J. Stroud, put him in the best position to make these plays, as you were talking about, and use all the things that are available to him. And hopefully the additional day of prep manifests itself. Hopefully you see a game plan where they're ready to make a hay of this. Also, because C.J. Stroud might have a slightly higher impact, or need to have a slightly higher impact, because that team does pretty well against the run. And I'm intrigued to see just how effective the run will be, because it's never necessarily been a great run attack for this Texas team. But what happens if it's not as effective as it usually is, which honestly isn't like the most effective in the league? Then what does this game look like? It'll be interesting to see.
Man, this is exciting. This is, having the stage to yourself, you know what it looks like, and you got to go into Pittsburgh and exercise those demons and make a play to advance to New England, man.
Man, it's
exciting time.
Christmas morning, man. Playoffs have reached the doorstep of your Houston Texans. How are you handling this? How are you getting through the workday on a Monday, getting ready for this, right?
Are you getting through a workday?
Yeah. Did you call out? Are you like our guy, Larry Stafford, who's like, I'm here, but y'all not getting no productivity out of me? I don't know. Let us know. 713-572-4610. That's one way to get involved with the program. Also, we appreciate the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for the live streams. YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Get involved all day long as we gear up for the wild card playoff game between the Texans and the Steelers that you'll hear 7:15 on these airways. But we're leading you up to it. We're leading you up to the drive, who's leading you up to Texas Countdown at 4:15, which will lead you up to the football game. But there's never too much pregame for a Houston Texans playoff game. Coming up next, let's go to Matt Burke. Matt Burke, defensive coordinator of this team, talked on Friday, and I thought there were some very interesting things on what to expect, what you can kind of look at and look for in this game versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's see and talk about that next.